Welcome to Awareness to Action, where you'll discover how possibilities become reality with me, Joan Marlowe. Join me and my amazing guests for powerful stories about those world-shifting aha moments. You know, the ones that catapult you into action and transform the way you walk through the world. Yes, you can live your life with purpose and passion. Maybe you aren't there yet, and that's okay. This show will take you behind the scenes and walk you through how other people just like you were called to transform their lives and the journey they embarked on to get there. The first step to taking life-changing action, or any action at all, is awareness. Maybe that's why you're here. Join the movement to create and live your purpose and passion while embracing your authenticity. Awareness to Action starts now. Good morning, and I'm Joan Marlowe, and welcome once again to another session of Awareness to Action. And today is going to be a very, very fun journey along the life of one of my personal friends, as well as an amazing professional that you're going to be hearing about, and her journey of what she's done to get her from where she was to where she is today and how she continues to grow. And again, we'll be looking at this journey in relationship towards her creating and then finding her life's purpose. So thank you so much for being here. So let me start a little bit by telling you about Luann Lennox. Luann Lennox is my guest today, and her business is called Tequila Snobs. Yes, you heard that right, Tequila Snobs. And her tagline for her business is "Get enamored, not hammered with tequila." And Luann also touts herself as offering an exceptional educational entertainment experience. And trust me, you're in for a real fun journey today. And the good news is that today is like part one. And tomorrow I've been given the honor of guest hosting for Dr. Pat's show. So tomorrow at 11 a.m., Luann and I will be back with another chapter of Awareness to Action. And tomorrow, having it be Cinco de Mayo, which is El Perfecto, we are going to be making the perfect margarita. So hopefully you will join us, and we'll talk more about that in a little bit. So let me tell you a little bit about Luann. Luann Lennox of Tequila Snobs is very passionate about Mexico's favorite spirit. She's been doing in-person tequila tasting parties and corporate events for 8+ years. She's been published in quite a few local newspapers and magazines, both online and in print. And with the stay-at-home order, and we're going to be talking a little bit about that, because that was a huge obstacle in her business model and how important it was for her to be able to make adjustments to make this happen. So over this past year, she's created something she calls Sipping in Place events. Virtually, Luann has taken her guests through an enlightening adventure of the details and tastes of the beautiful agave spirit that we lovingly call tequila. She educates about the growing, the harvesting, and the making of the making of your tequila, and as well as the aging and the bottling of it, which is all the secret behind what kind of tequila you want to be drinking. And this, of course, is one of the Southwest's favorite beverage, but I venture to say that we're pretty U.S. oriented and maybe beyond, I venture to say. She leads you into swirling and sipping the tequila as you would an exquisite cognac or scotch, or even enjoying the subtleties and the richness of a rich Cabernet. She's converted countless tequila haters into tequila lovers. And one of her favorite statements is, because love conquers hate. And why not do it with tequila? What a way to make that kind of a change. And her fun tagline, as I said earlier, is become enamored, not hammered, with Tequila Snobs. So let me welcome Luann Lennox. And let me also, on a personal basis, let me share that I've known Luann for a while. And I've been on this journey with her. And you'll hear more about that whole journey, about, you know, where we were and how we came to where we are today. And she is the queen of taking something that's out of the box and making it into something that's real. And she's a successful feature of that. So without further ado, Miss Luann, welcome.
Hey, thanks so much for having me, Miss Joan. Great to be here.
You are very, very welcome. And what you see behind Luann is her array of, and maybe she'll talk a little bit about that collection. It's always fun going to her house because she always has some remarkable tequila. And even if you don't like the taste of the tequila, just going on the adventure and seeing the bottles, and all the bottles have story too. So, and like I said, she's got stories and stories and stories and stories. So if we have some time at the end, we get done with our business as far as helping you guys understand how to make pivoting happen and how to create the best life you possibly can, maybe we'll go back and talk about some of those bottles and some of the stories about wheels and deals she's done with bartenders to get the last drop of the tequila before they get rid of the bottle and all kinds of things. She's got tons of stories. So without further ado, as I said, here is Luann. And tell us a little bit more about you, or tell us more importantly, your aha moment about how Tequila Snobs came to be.
Oh, that's an enormous question. Again, thanks for having me, Joan. The difficulty with Tequila Snobs is nobody really understands it. They don't know what it is. And they keep saying, are you like A? And they can only compare it to something else. Are you like a bartender? Are you like a distributor? Are you like a restaurant? Are you like a wine taster? And truly, it's not like anything else. But the idea kind of came to me, and it was very aha. And for you guys, all I can say is you want to just, if you've got something on your mind, keep going after it, even if there's not anything else like it. And believe me, insurance companies to insure me, advertising companies to advertise for me, nobody understands, because again, they want to keep putting you into this box and say, well, is it like this and is it like that? And I'm like, no, let me tell you what it's like. So now that I've totally confused you, let me tell you a little bit of what I am like and what the difference is. I do tequila tastings. So in a really quick synopsis, so you understand, I bring tequila to someone's home or to their corporate event, and I explain the tequilas and they taste them, but I don't sell it. That's the weird piece that nobody can understand, that I don't sell tequila. So where did this come from? Like, who thought of it? How did I think of it? Why didn't I just do something that everybody else always does? It came about in a very interesting way. And for any of you that have ever been in a group or a, what they call a networking type of a group, everyone talks about what they do. And they're usually given a small amount of time that's timed of what they do. And I was at a group and I was transitioning. I didn't love what I was originally doing. And I was thinking about leaving that and doing something else. Well, coincidentally, there was someone else there already doing what I was doing. So I wasn't allowed to talk about that because there's only one person per business. So the hostess very graciously said to me, Luann, we know you do something that someone else here does. Why don't you just tell us about yourself? And this huge, like this breath of relief, because I was thinking, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, what am I going to say? So it comes to me and I just started talking about me, which of course, as you can tell, is not a problem. Really easy to talk and easy to talk about myself. So I said, well, I have a Jeep and I'd like to go off road. And I was thinking about actually doing off-road tours, mm-hmm. and I'll take you out in the mountains and show off all the pretty cactuses and tell you all about it. And then we'll come back to my house and I have some really unique, different bottles of tequila. And I'll tell you all about them and where they're grown and how it's made, and we'll taste them. And as I started talking about this, I couldn't stop. And through my quote unquote commercial, I just kept talking about all this fun stuff about tequila. And I realized, like, inside, I was super passionate about it, which, you know, I'm passionate about a lot of stuff, but I was like, oh my gosh, you know, I was really going off all about this tequila and how much fun it would be. And the hostess said, and we were at her home with 50 other women, the hostess said, well, could you ever bring the tequila to my house here instead of us having to drive all the way to your house. And I could invite some friends in and you could tell us all about the tequilas, but you'd actually bring your bottles here to our house. And this crazy pause happened without even thinking and batting an eyebrow or figuring I'd ever even make money at this. I said, sure. I was like, and why not? Like, I can drive with 20 bottles of tequila in my trunk and bring them over. However, that was on midweek, and that weekend and all the rest of the week, I went home and really, really put keys to an Excel spreadsheet. And I really, really analyzed, is this something that I could make money at? Sure, this sounds passionate and fun, but can this really be a business? And I think primarily I wanted to know how much can I charge where it still would be affordable and make sense to be a business, but still be able to be lucrative for myself. But I have to tell you, Joan, the moment that I started talking about it, mm-hmm. that I talked about taking people on Jeep rides. I talked about taking their pictures while I'm out there because mm-hmm. I also played with a camera and considered going into photography. Mm-hmm. And I had no consideration of going into tequila. Frankly, I didn't drink very much. I really don't drink much alcohol ever. And I had no idea that tequila was going to hit me like that. But I just started talking about it. And it was so much fun. And I found this crazy passion and I couldn't stop talking about it. And I was like, oh my gosh, maybe this is meant to be. So that's my short answer to a really long question.
And everything she's saying, you know, I'm nodding my head and I'm in such agreement because she and I were together at that point in time. And I then we were in a couple of networking groups together. And so I'm watching this idea evolve. And I'd also heard the other ideas about what she was planning on doing. And this one really, really stuck. And the other really beautiful point was, a point I like to make to the audience is, None of what we decide to do to chase after our purpose or our passion is done alone. At that time, I think I had started a women's manifesting group, not a manifesting group, a, help me, Luann, what do we call ourselves? We called
a mastermind.
It was like a mastermind. There's my M word. And so we really got to get into the deep depths. I mean, she came with her spreadsheets and we talked about it and what the pluses and minuses were. And of course, addressing the fears and addressing the scary parts, and as well as celebrating those successes. So one of the things throughout, I think all of these awareness to action shows, it's all about also what you have and who you have supporting you in your dreams and who you're using for your resources and what you need to do to keep moving forward, as well as when people trusting enough in people to say, wow, that's really crazy, but if anyone's going to do it, you're going to do it. And that was probably what we said to Luann many, many times in this adventure. And so it was just really wonderful to watch that happen and to watch it all evolve. So we're going to be going into a break in a little bit of time. When we come back from the break, what I'd like for you to do, Luann, is talk a little bit about some of the obstacles that you might have faced in creating this. And of course, you know, the big elephant in the room is, what the devil do you do when a pandemic hits and we're told to stay home and your business is out and about? Your business is out in corporate events. Your business is out in houses. What the heck do I do about that? So when we come back, let's talk about that. You good with that?
Absolutely. Sounds great.
Okay. Thank you so much. So we're going to break now and we'll be back in a minute.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yeah. Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
Ascending with the Octurians with Vivian Chouvet. Tune in to Transformation Talk Radio every second and fourth Fridays at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We are shifting from this third dimensional plane of reality to higher octaves of life. Let us reclaim our sovereignty as a united family of light and manifest the planetary ascension, our return to Prime Creator. For information on our services and to connect with Vivian, visit infinitehealingfromthestars.com.
Learn how to RISE in business by being confident on video. Confidence coach Susan Axelrod and online business producer Pam Sullivan have teamed up bringing you a new podcast, Webcam Confidence for Women. Tune in live every first and third Friday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern, and stay for an open virtual presenter studio session. Offering attendees confidence on webcam, a must-have skill for every woman in business. For more information, visit volutionvirtual.com/studio.
Champion your life with me, Leanne Champion, first and third Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. That new gym membership might help you get fit, but what about emotional fitness? Jump into the rushing waters of personal growth. Don't waste another minute feeling unfulfilled. Visit championyourlife.com and let's do this together.
Welcome back to Awareness to Action. In this particular episode, Luann Lennox, the founder and creator of All Things That Are Tequila Snob, is with us today. And she just shared information about her aha moment and how she certainly moved from awareness to action. And again, just as a point of reference, in the shows that I offer you, the five A's are very important. So we're looking at awareness, and she just shared her amazing aha moment. And then the next one is called acknowledgement. Acknowledgement comes first. So do you have a statement about what, can you designate your acknowledgement moment?
I would think, as I shared earlier about that first party where she said, I'll invite some friends over. And as much as I talk about all my tequilas, it ended up taking about 3 hours, but about 20 minutes in, I was like, oh my gosh, this is so much fun and everyone's loving it. Like, this might work. And it truly was as soon as 20 minutes into my first beginning of my first party presentation event that I ever did. It was that. Mm-hmm. And it was that earth shattering.
Well, yeah. And that's seen again, you know, for my audience right now, just listen to the words she's using. And if you're on this journey and you're even exploring different things that are going on in your life right now and saying, do I keep them? Do I let them go? What's going on? There's all this, you know, what's our new norm going to be? What's serving me, my higher and greatest good? What's serving my purpose? What isn't serving me anymore? That's how subtle it can be. I mean, the first 20 minutes of this major leap into something brand new. So after that acknowledgement, the next one is acceptance. And do you have anything to say about that?
Acceptance was more, and I know we're supposed to be all warm and fuzzy, but acceptance was financial, was Can you make money at this? And are you going to accept this as your living that you're going to make? Can you make your mortgage? Like, I hate to be so yucky and black and white. And I know money doesn't make the world go around, but that was really where the acceptance started, was just, yes, this is how much it costs and this is how much I can charge. And people are excited and willing to hire me.
And I think, you know, the points that Luann shares there are also very important for us, because again, many of us might come up with a really, really cool idea and we jump in and then we go, uh-oh, what are we doing here? And we might have invested a ton of money. And then we find that it doesn't make money. But Luann actually went into this thinking about the financial part first. Like I said, she's got some financial training background as well, but she's also a spreadsheet girl. So she likes to have all of her charts and graphs and numbers there and whatever. And I think that's very, very sound because, again, you have to have a level of confidence when any of us go into something new. Yeah, there's that excitement about it being something new, but we also have to have a confidence to know that we can do this because we've got what's within us and what's up here to make it happen. So that was very, very true. And again, a word about your action. Where are we today with Tequila Snobs?
Well, of course, the pandemic changed. I shouldn't say changed because I'm back to, everyone keeps saying back to normal. We're never going to be the same. It's not all. And a few things have changed in my tastings, but I am back in person doing tastings, sitting around a small dining room table with 15 friends or friends of the homeowner, and they're all laughing and joking and spewing droplets into the air. Of course, a year and a half ago, that was something that nobody would have thought of doing, and we needed to cut back on that. So what I did during that time is I did, and I know we're all tired of these little screens and tired of being on Zoom calls, but they were really, really fun and they were a lifesaver. We were, somebody would grab their friends, but now suddenly their friends could be international. Their friends could be around the world. Their friends could be in Canada. They could be in Mexico. Excuse me. And everybody is on this call and we're all making a margarita together. Or I even went to the extent to get little teeny samples of tequila to lots of people's doorsteps. And then we opened those samples all together and they still learned. I still got to entertain. I still got to talk about all the things I love to talk about tequila, and they still got to taste the tequila. And truly making the margarita virtually ended up being a really, really fun way for people to connect. And then of course, a way for me to just keep my name out there and stay active in social media and stay active in the minds of all the people that thought they were gonna have a party with me face to face.
And again, keep in mind that no matter where you are in the country or the world watching this right now, hopefully you'll consider joining us tomorrow at 11 when we actually go through that exercise of making that margarita, but also to have Luann telling us the stories of Mexico and telling us the stories about, you know, the beginning of this plant and when it's at, you know, where the tequila actually comes from in the plant and what's usable, what's not. I mean, I, of course, I'm always curious about everything, but I just love all the things that she can share with you. So it is truly, truly educational about where things are for that. And so my question, of course, to her was going to be what kind of obstacles she might have faced. And that was a huge obstacle that we all had to face. But the thought about the ingenuity about how you make a twist and how do you make a change to make this thing work? And bottom line in all of this, it's related to how it still feels in your gut about whether or not this is right. So if we talk about, if we jump ahead a little bit and look at what you've determined your purpose being, which I think is very, very powerful, and that'll move us also into the, you know, the word authenticity, is what is your purpose? What's been your driving force to make this happen in light of a pandemic?
Well, you know, it's funny. When I'm doing an event, if it's in front of 50 or 200 people where I'm at a table and one at a time they come up to me and I'm telling stories and you know, being very animated, or if I'm on a Zoom call and being animated, or if I'm just in front of 15 or 20 people all at a table, I really am entertaining and I'm telling stories. And truly, like, I watch videos of lots of other people talking about their own personal tequila, like one that they make. And I'm more passionate about their stuff. And I feel like I have more excitement for their stuff that they do, and it's their own product. But I think I realize, and it's funny, you get this question a lot of times. People will ask, what did you want to be when you grew up, or, you know, what? And an entertainer, a singer or a dancer is something that I always thought would be really fun. And then that idea, you know, just went away. And it's funny, as this business has morphed and changed, and at 60 years old, I look back and I think, you know what? I'm doing what that little six-year-old always wanted to do. I'm entertaining, and I'm having the people, at least around me, it may not be a stadium full of people, but it's a house full of people, or it's a room full of six people or 60, and they're cheering me on. They're excited and they're listening, and they love the show that I'm putting on for them. So I'm super content and happy that that it actually all worked out. And I don't know if it's my purpose, but it's really what I'm happy doing. And when you're happy doing something, certainly you end up being very good at it, I think.
That's very, very true. And I mean, yesterday when she and I were talking about these questions and whatever, I was actually, you know, getting the goosebumps up and down my arms because the way she was talking about it, and tears were in my eyes and whatever, because it was just, it's what the cards are dealt to you and how you determine to take that lemonade or those lemons and make lemonade out of it. And that's exactly what Luann has done. And it's just such a pleasure because it also extends into everything else. When you are happy with doing this and when you're finding joy, because joy is the highest vibrating emotion in our bodies. So the more times that we can find a joy point, the better off we are, and our bodies are just healthier and more satisfied and will keep us healthy as well. So again, if we're using the term authenticity, I really do feel between Luann having her Jeep and now to have this tequila, her tequila business, those are the two things that are vitally, those are the two things you definitely know about Luann. And it's just so wonderful to watch her in the presence of doing that. So is there anything, I mean, what are the kind of obstacles did you face, or where did you find help in making this your support system to keep on keeping on? And maybe we'll talk about, maybe that'll be our lead in. We're gonna go to break again. Maybe that'll be our lead in to come in after that. And maybe during the break, maybe you can go and pull off a couple of those bottles and tell us a story about some of those bottles, because that's all part of her entertainment as well as her educational portion. So let's go to a break. And then we'll come on back for more of Luann Lennox telling us her tequila. And we also want to talk about all of your tequila snob community and what that means and how you do your business.
Excellent.
Cool.
Tune into Hungry for Answers every first and third Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com with me, Robin Clare. I am a recovery coach, professional, and best-selling author, bringing you eye-opening conversations about addiction and groundbreaking tools for recovery. To learn about me and my offerings, visit Clarity.com. That's Claire, Clare-ity.com.
Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Tune in to Transformation with Martinet every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Martinet and her guests are here shining their lights today through empowering stories of hardship and transformation. Begin to see your life in a new light. Visit MartinetEmmons.com and tune in every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific to Transformation with Martinet.
Tune in to the show Heart Change Consciousness with me, Dr. Trish DeRocher, as stories of inspired activism come to life. listening to conversations with your favorite authors, change makers, and many more who practice inspired spiritual activism and transform vulnerabilities into sources of strength. Let's be inspired together through my show, Heart Change Consciousness, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
The truth is funny. Shift happens with monthly guest host Karen Benton. Tune in for powerful conversations about health and wellness. Karen brings unique insights rich with humor and science to her discussions with experts in medicine, movement, psychology, spirituality, and so much more. Don't miss Karen on The Truth is Funny every third Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Well, welcome back. And boy, the second half of the show is going to be lots of fun again, as during our break time, I got to watch Luann go over to her little shelving and start bringing back these bottles and excited about that. But before we jump into her telling the tales about the bottles, because everything has a story. Everything in our life has a story. And when we give it that kind of story, I think it has more meaning and again, builds that passion, that purpose, and that interest that we have. And it also feeds our curiosity. And even if we didn't know, it's a who knew situation. And that's all about keeping our brains healthy. So yeah, now we can even look at tequila as keeping our brains healthy. So that's always a good way to twist it around. So before we move into that, I'd like for you to share a little bit about how people can reach you, how they can stay connected, the importance of social media in your life, and talk a little bit about your Tequila Snobs community.
Okay. Yay. Thanks. Through the pandemic, and I know we're done and don't really even, we're so tired of talking about it, but I'm telling you, through the pandemic, social media was my connection. Every night at 6 o'clock, sipping at six, I would sit and choose a different tequila. And I would hope that everybody else on Facebook Live would also have a drink, whether that was tea or coffee or wine or tequila or whiskey. And we would just sit and talk. And there were some really, really interesting conversations that came out of me. It was completely off the cuff. A year ago, right now, Cinco de Mayo is my crazy busy time. And I should probably go back and look at that because I was very, very forlorn. I was sad. I didn't know what was going to happen. And it's a very poignant YouTube video there. But the Tequila Snobs community is how everybody heard about this. And I have it's just Tequila Snobs community. There's a Tequila Snobs event page, which is all about my events and my parties and hiring. But the community is a really large group of people. And I kind of scan a little bit. I don't let anybody in, but there's a bunch of people in there. And it's just a place where people, they'll show a picture of tequila and they'll say, should I buy this? What do you think of this? Or my uncle had this. What do you think of that? People will share fun little memes and fun little things about salt and lime being training wheels, or it's just a fun place for people to connect. Usually it is tequila talk. It usually is about tequila or tequila related, but some people will talk about other stuff as well, but it's just a great place for people to connect for sure. Facebook has been fantastic for that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Tell them what you did during the month of March.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Because people can go back and see that, correct?
Absolutely. Yes, yeah. They can. And Instagram is actually even easier to go back and scan through because Facebook we'll post what's the most popular. Instagram truly is chronological. And I mentioned Facebook. I do a lot of Instagram as well. And through March, as you know, was Women Empowerment Month. The month of March always is. And so I went through, and this wasn't that easy. I went through and found the women, Great Women of Tequila. It was Great Women of Tequila was kind of my title for the month. And I just found these different women in history, and and that are in the industry right now. And I just kind of featured them. I showed their picture, and then I just featured a little blurb, a little article about what they've done and where they fit into tequila. A lot of people here in the States, of course, as you can imagine, many women actually in Mexico. It was really fun to, and I had more than 30. I ended up finding more than 30. So yeah, that was a fun thing to follow. And I got a lot of following with that as well. So yeah, it just, social media is rough to know what to post. So if you've got an idea of something like that, it makes it really easy. It kind of, again, my spreadsheet, it gives you a pathway of exactly what to post and what you want to talk about each day.
Give us a quick overview of one of those women. Maybe something that was another aha for you that you found her, and then the more you researched, you found some really cool tidbit that
you talked a little bit about showing off bottles. And one of the women in tequila that I like to talk about and like to feature actually makes one of the tequilas that I have right here. So her name is Debbie Medina, and she lives right in my same hometown. She lives in the same area as I do in Arizona, but she was estranged from her father. She never knew her dad, her Mexican father. Her mom was American. She was raised by her mom, and on her 30th birthday, her father contacted her from Tequila, Mexico, from the state of Jalisco, and said, I want to meet you. I want to know you.
Wow.
So she grabbed her boyfriend at the time, later husband, and they went, remember, it's her 30th birthday. So they went to Mexico, and she met him, and they just caught up on life, and they talked and talked. And while they were talking, they were sharing this bottle of tequila that her father had. And in the morning, she tells the story that she was amazed that she woke up and had no hangover, no headache. Dad, what were we drinking? And he said, it's your great grandfather's recipe. We grow all the agaves right here at the hacienda. We grow them here, and we've never shared the tequila with anyone. We make it right here. We've never done anything with it. We just share it with friends and family when they come over. And this was 10 years ago. And she said, Dad, Americans love tequila. I would love to put your name on it, put your face on it, bring it back to the States and see if my husband and I, boyfriend, can make it an amazing brand. And indeed they did. This is the bottle. I'm going to try to let you see it without a reflection. You can see there's a man with a hat. You can see in the cap. So it's a man, the man in the hat. His name was Rio, and it's called Señor Rio. And inside the label, like if you peek in and read the inside of the label, it says sharing tequila is sharing life. And she etched that on the inside of the label. So it's Debbie Medina. I featured her near the end of the month. And she, again, lives right here in the States, which was neat. And her tequila is Señor Rio, and one that I always feature. And I would love to tell that story to people. That is like the stories that I tell about many of the tequilas.
Yeah. Well, it's thank you so much. And that one is a fabulous story. And again, the fact that she's right here. And again, the story about her dad and she reuniting and whatever. I mean, there's lots and lots of wonderful feel good scenarios in that too. So how the tequilas that you have are, when someone's going to go shopping for tequila, for instance, where could they find that tequila? Is that distributed here in only Arizona? Is it, I mean, where could someone find that? Because now you're teasing them.
Interesting question. And this actually was an aha moment. I used to have lots of different tequilas from Mexico, or the ones they didn't make anymore, and all these specialty ones, which is super exciting and fun for me. I would take them to my parties, and people would always say, oh, well, where can we get that? And I'd be like, oh, can't get this anymore. This is special. Or I got it in Mexico. And that was like, womp, womp. It was a total downer for the party. Like people wanted to they tasted it. They loved the story. They wanted to go buy it. So I only do tastings of stuff that you can only get locally. Everything I take to an event, I only take the things that you can buy wherever that event is, that you can get it locally. Like I have an event I'm going to be doing in Las Vegas. I won't necessarily take the things that I can buy in Arizona. I will shop for the tequilas there in Vegas so they can repeat and buy it. That being said, this Senior Rio is a boutique tequila only available at Total Wine. But there's Total Wines in all the different states. So yes, you can get it at Total Wine. Okay. Many other tequilas you can get at your local liquor store, which I really love to support. I like to support the little guys with my buying liquor. I recently had a party where I bought 120 bottles of tequila, actual bottles. The client wanted to send full bottles to her clients. And I chose to go to a small place here locally because I like to support those people. Usually your bottles are going to be $2 or $3, maybe $5 more in general. I don't care. I'm supporting the local guy. I'm supporting the little guy, which I still consider myself. But as far as this particular wine, you can only get it at Total Wine.
Okay. But that's good that people know that they go to a Total Wine, and possibly if their Total Wine doesn't have it right then and there, they can actually maybe order it for them.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Good. So, I just, you know, is that a little service that you can offer when people are choosing, once they belong to Tequila Snobs, can they go and take pictures of all labels and say, hey, Luann, I've got a special event coming up. Can you suggest a better tequila for me? Because we've done that. One of my trips to Mexico, I think you gave me money and you said, go buy something, because I was in a different part of Mexico than you normally go to. And I'm in the liquor store and I'm taking pictures of all the bottles and I'm texting them to her. And that was, I mean, it was just fun. And what her... just to hear her talk about, you know, the clarity and the coloring and the whatever else. And that's a story for another day. So real quickly, before we go to break, can you share the three different kinds of tequilas that there are?
Absolutely. And I'm surprised how often this seems such common knowledge to me. And it's not. Every single company always has at least three tequilas. They always have one that's unrested, which is a Blanco. They have one that's rested for a couple months, up to a year. That's called a reposado, rested. And then they all have an añejo. And the añejo means aged, and it's aged at least a year, up to 2 years. Now some have extra añejos and different barrels, and there's a whole bunch of chaos that goes on. And when you're doing a tasting, you get to taste those differences. Mm-hmm. But absolutely every company has a Blanco, reposado, and añejo. And as they move in those levels, they get more expensive, usually about $5 or $10 more, because of course it takes longer to make them. It takes two years to age. And then you lose some in the air. That's the angel's share. And as that evaporation goes into those angels, of course there's less. So it's a little bit higher cost.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That is mud.
That's great. That's great. And again, like I said, it's learning how to properly sip, and that's what we're going to talk about tomorrow. So join us. It really is amazing. And, you know, one of the things that I loved in the beginning of a party at all, you know, Luann will ask, how many of you have given up on tequila? How many of you had a wicked, wicked tequila hangover the next day? And everybody in the room will raise their hand and go, I swore off tequila forever. And it's got that story, that bad side of it. But when Luann takes you by the hand, that is no longer an issue for you. So when we come back, what I'd like Luann to do is share a little bit about your offer to our audience that we're offering for people that are viewing us and listening to us, as well as a little bit more about, you know, connecting with Tequila Snobs and the community. And then we'll talk about about the bottles. So okay. Let's go for a break and we'll come right back. Thank you.
Do you need a makeover on your finances? Do you have more month at the end of your money? Do you wonder where all your money goes? Donat Palmore has been helping people since 2015 gain control of money so they can live out their purpose. If you need help or know someone that does, go to ProverbsFinancialCoaching.com to book your free 30-minute consultation.
What if I told you that you can live your life with purpose and passion? Hi, I'm Joan Marlowe of Peaceful Easy Healing, and I want to help you bridge the gap between where you are today and where you want to be for many tomorrows to come. My approach is multifaceted. I use coaching, Reiki, and ongoing support to help you grow in every direction. Don't wait. Prioritize your self-care today. Visit my website, peacefullyhealing.com.
You know, marriage is not always easy, but skills that improve communication go a long way. Tune in to The Relationship Rehab Show, Recovering Happiness in Your Love with Nancy Landrum and Dr. Pat each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Nancy is an author and teacher empowering couples to create and sustain loving marriages. Learn to listen, speak, and handle conflict with respect so your love can flourish. To learn more about Nancy and her work, visit NancyLandrum.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm the host of Nothing But Now, Mindful Living with Dr. Mary Angela McGuire on Transformation Talk Radio. I share ideas, insights, and tools you can use to release yourself from fearful and negative thinking and live from a place of clarity and confidence. Please join me in each show where we challenge ourselves to change together. Please go to my website, McGuireLifeCoach.com. That's McGuireLifeCoach.com. See you next time.
Welcome back to Awareness to Action, and welcome back. I'm Joan Marlowe, and my guest today is Lou Ann Lennox, the founder of Tequila Snobs, and she certainly has been enlightening us about, you know, getting a business up and running that certainly is from out of the box thinking. It was in total non-existence until she made the scene. And we talked a little bit about also how she hit upon those five A's and how those five A's have made her life stronger and her purpose stronger. And again, for you to understand that, hopefully you'll continue to seek to find things that are of pure interest to you that bring about passion and purpose to you as well. So before we move ahead a little bit, let's talk about what Lou Ann's offer is for anyone that is part of the Awareness to Action show right now. So what are you offering our listeners?
Well, earlier before the break, Joan talked about how many people wrote off tequila and said, never again. And I would love to do a virtual margarita making event. And I will share with you and teach you how to make a promise, no headache, no hangover margarita. I'll explain to you why you had that horrible experience and what made, and certainly that's what made you write it off, and how you will love tequila again and you will love margaritas. So if you want to simply email me and say that you would love to invite 10 or 110 of your friends in to a Zoom call, we will make a margarita together, a no hangover, no headache, non-GMO, low carb, low everything, amazing, perfect, simple margarita. Mm-hmm. All you have to do is email me, and it's super simple. Don't even have to probably write it down. Tequila Snobs with an S. There's a whole bunch of us. TequilaSnobs@gmail.com.
Okay.
That's an easy.
And so that was at Gmail then. Tequila, yeah. Snobs with an S at Gmail. So email Lou Ann and get in line for another party. And again, hopefully you'll join us tomorrow. So for tomorrow's event, if people want to shake along with us, because we're going to actually use our little shakers and whatever else, what do we need to have for tomorrow's show?
Super, super simple. Just three ingredients. That's all. You need a fresh lime, not one of those plastic ones that you squeeze the lime juice out of.
Or out of a bottle, not that.
Or a bottle, grows on a tree, fresh lime. If you're making one drink, you just need one lime, maybe two. agave syrup, and that's not necessarily in the sweetener section. Double check in the area where the mixes are, you know, where you find your Bloody Mary mix or your horrid margarita mix. That's probably going to be your best one for a drink, but it's agave syrup. So a lime, agave syrup, you need the sweet and the sour and the buzz. The sweet, the sour, and the buzz, that's all. So the sweet is the agave syrup, the lime is the sour, and then three guesses, the first two don't count. What's the buzz? The tequila.
Tequila. Yeah.
And the tequila can be just any Blanco. Don't spend a lot of money on it. Anything between, I don't know, $15 to $30. Doesn't have to be an expensive bottle of tequila. I would shy away from the $6.95 gallon jug, but you know, if you're in the $15, $12 range, you're pretty safe.
That's okay.
Sweet, the sour, and the buzz. Lime, agave, tequila.
Great, 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 great. So at the end of our show, I want to talk about, you know, then you can show some of your bottles and we'll do more of that tomorrow as well. But before we get carried away with that, I'd love for you to possibly do a summarization of what would be a final message that you could offer the members of our audience as far as your journey, so they might be able to gain confidence and become more spirited about tackling their awareness to action move. What are some of the things you would list?
My final thought would be, I mean, look at my business. Hopefully you listen to this whole thing. This is such a harebrained, crazy idea. And so if you have something that no one's ever heard of, you've never heard of it, it doesn't seem like it would ever make sense, try it, go for it. Now, don't go blindly, which I didn't do either. Get out your spreadsheet, and if you're not good at that, hire someone else that will poke holes in it and let somebody really analyze it and really say, well, what about this and what about that, and ask the hard questions. But if you can answer those hard questions or figure out a way that it would work, follow your crazy, follow your crazy dream, follow your crazy A dream. And I need to say that my dream was not to be a tequila snob and to do tequila tastings. It wasn't my dream, but it was an idea. And then I was like, this is working and it's a blast. You'll have so much more fun with it if you just do something that you think is going to work and you're passionate over. I guess that's the bottom line.
Yeah.
All about passion.
And again, it's don't give up on your dreams. Here's Luann, fast forward from 6 years old, and here she is today being her entertainer. And it's not in the form that she thought. She's not dancing. She's not singing. However, she's entertaining, but as well, she's offering a heck of a lot in there, and she's feeling better about herself as well and what she does in the world. So now we've got a couple of minutes here. Share a bottle or two. Tell us a story.
Some pretty stuff. This is a new one. Look at this.
That is gorgeous. That's a genie in the bottle.
Is that a genie in the bottle or what? Yes. And you'll find that the extra añejos or the añejos, which are the more expensive liquid itself, are often in the really amazing fancy bottles. However, this one is not an añejo. But this is fun. And this is kind of a fun picture. I think it reminds me of Picasso. But these particular ones are all different. You'll find different people. You'll find just one person on it, or and different artwork on different ones. But that's a really fun one. There's a game called, now I'm not thinking of it. It's Mexican bingo, Loterita. It's Mexican bingo, and very similar to bingo, except instead of calling out numbers, they call out pictures like, flower and, you know, just different pictures. And the center of that card is a heart, but it's this real heart.
Whoa. That's a real heart that's in our chest. It's not the heart that we make. I mean,
right. Right.
Wow.
It's crazy. It's got the split. So This particular company makes bottles that are flat with a really pretty picture on it, but that are the same as all these bingo cards, except for the center card is this exact one.
Wow.
So that's one. These are fun. And I think I've probably done. This is a redesigned bottle, and there's a great story about this. But the word, but K-A-H is the name of this tequila, which in Mayan, as you know, the Mayans are the first ones who ever created tequila. It means life. The word ka in Mayan means life. And this bottle used to be like a skull, and there was a whole bunch of lawsuits, and I'll tell the story when we're live someday and you have me at your house and I'll bring them all over. But this is a new redesigned bottle, and it's really very pretty.
Wow.
Very pretty.
Wow. Yeah.
That's probably all we have time for.
Yeah. That's amazing. That is amazing. So again, one last time, how can people reach you?
Tequila Snobs Community, request to join. One of the questions will be, how did you hear about this or why you want to join? That's on Facebook, Tequila Snobs Community, Tequila Snobs Events on Facebook. Also, just tells all about the events that I do. I love Instagram. So again, Tequila Snobs with a dot in the middle, Tequila Snobs. Those are the best ways to find me. If you want to message me on Facebook, I'm right there and reach out. And now you even know my email address. So tequilasnobs@gmail.com. If you'd love me to do a party, I would be honored to connect your family all across all the borders. And I'd love to connect with you.
Yeah. Well, I am so appreciative of your saying yes to coming online with me in this effort, as well as looking forward to tomorrow. And as I said, Luann's one of those special people in my life, because I really have seen her over these 8+ years of building this business. And again, keep in mind that it's important for you when you do something that's out of the box, have a trusted source. We had our mastermind group that we used and bounced off all kinds of ideas, but have people in your world that you can trust, that they're telling you the truth and that they really, really get to know who you are. So have a little board of advisors for yourself to move forward when you're going to be doing something of this nature. So once again, I'm Joan Marlowe, and thank you for joining us for this episode, Awareness to Action. And you can find out more about me at my website, peacefullyhealing.com. And what I have coming up in the not too distant future are a series of Reiki classes, teaching Reiki 1 and Reiki 2. And that's all posted online. So I look forward to seeing you tomorrow again. And thank you so much to Luann. I almost called you Miss Tequila. Well, you are Miss Tequila. And thank you so much for enriching my life and now enriching the lives of my audience. Have a great day. Luann, thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you for joining this Awareness to Action episode. Join me next time for more inspiring stories that will shift your perspective and allow you to see pathways toward a more fulfilling life. It doesn't come overnight, but with a positive outlook and a will to keep moving forward, you will get there, and it will be worth every twist and turn along the way. A willingness to learn from this experience is key. If plan A doesn't work, remember, you have plans B through Z to continue your journey. With each adjustment, you're one step closer to turning a possibility into a reality. For more information about me or to work with me personally, visit peacefullyhealing.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.